Topic today is Hallel during the Seder. Hallel during the Seder. I want to begin with the following. Bez Hashem, we're going to ask 12 kashas on Hallel during the Seder, and Bez Hashem, we will offer 2 mahalchim that will answer all 12 of the kashas. Each mahalach will not answer all 12 by itself, but together, all 12 kashas, Bez Hashem, will be answered. Okay, let us begin. Usually when Hallel is recited throughout the year, namely this morning as well, you say a bracha before you recite Hallel. Gemara writes in Tainis Adaf Chav Ches, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin ain't mevarchen al minig. Sfardim, when they said Hallel this morning, did not say a bracha beforehand. However, minig Ashkenaz is like the Ramah, and like Tyson Brachas B'daf Yudalit, then mevarchen al minig. And therefore, Hallels throughout the year we usually say with a bracha. You say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Many poskim say you don't say with their bracha. Bravadia paskins, you say Hallel b'li bracha. The Rav was quoted as saying that as well. But whatever the case might be, usually Hallel is recited with a bracha beforehand. The first kasha one must ask on Hallel b'shas the Seder is, Eifo ha-bracha? There is no bracha rishona. Why is there no bracha rishona? That's the first kasha. Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Pirek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, that all mitzvahs bein adam l'makom that we fulfill have a bracha beforehand. Obviously, Hallel b'shas Seder is a mitzvah bein adam l'makom. Why is there no bracha? That's the first kasha. Number 2, the first maramakom in your maramakaymos. Mishnah writes in Megillah, b'daf chof amud beis, kol hayom kasha l'kriyas ha-Megillah. The whole day is kasha l'kriyas ha-Megillah, u'l'kriyas hala. And the Mishnah lists off all the mitzvahs that require yom. How do you know that hala must be recited in the day? Ein korin hala ela b'yom. The Gemara there in Megillah and chof amud beis writes, it says, me'mizrach shemesh ad mevo'o mehulol shem Hashem. From the eastern part of the globe until the western part of the globe, which is the Poshup Shana Pazgu, we praise Hashem. But the Gemara has an added interpretation, means from sunrise to sunset, you say Hallel. Hallel needs Yom. And therefore the Kasha must be, how can we say Hallel? During the Seder, it is Balayla. We know you can't start the Seder till after Tzeis HaKochavim. There's a Machlokes Magen Rav and Taz. Must Kiddush be recited after Tzeis? Or is it enough to what, just drink the first cup after Tzeis? You'll ask me, Lamay Nafkamina, let's say you'll have a chazan that'll be able to time his kiddush in the hotels, a 10-minute kiddush. So he'll time it, that'll end kiddush right after tzeis. So you're drinking of your cup of wine will be after tzeis, but the kiddush, the dvarim, were said before. Is that acceptable? Mr. Brew quotes a machlokes Magen Rav and Taz, and the best bet is that you should wait for everything till tzeis. Don't begin kiddush until tzeis. So obviously it's Laila Mamish. That's the case. How on earth can you recite Hallel during the Seder? Ein Korin Hallel Elabiyom. That's the second kasha. For those who came in, we're asking 12 kashas on Hallel B'shas the Seder. The first kasha was, where is the bracha rishona? You don't say a bracha rishona. Any mitzvah ben adam l'makom, the Rambam writes, you need a bracha. Usually Hallel recited throughout the year is with a bracha. Except Hallel today, if you hold like the Rambam in the Mechaber, the Ein Mevarchen al Minig, and if you hold like the Bavad in the Rav Hallel Yom Hatzub, you say Hallel B'li Bracha. Usually Hallel always has a Bracha. Where is the Bracha before you embark upon Hallel? At the middle of the Seder, right before Shulchan Aruch, when you say the 2 paragraphs. So the first Kasha, why no Bracha? Second Kasha, it's a breach against the Mishnah, Ein Korin Hallel B'yom. Third Kasha that we should ask is the following. And that is that there is a halacha in Hilchos Hallel that you must stand. In fact, it's the last maramakom there. In they didn't give you the exact din in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mechaber Paskins Ladina in Simin Tav Chav Beis Sif Dalid, that you must stand when Hallel is said. And the Bir Halacha here has a whole pilpul as to what exactly the Makar is for that. If you take a quick glance at it, we won't have time to read the whole thing inside, but it could be that one Makar is a Omdim Beis Hashem. Could be that you have to stand Beis Hashem when you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That might be one Makar. If you take a quick look, it says Ayin Magen Ram Da'asol Lismoch Atzmo La'amod. You cannot lean on a shtender. Ola kol, so the smicha ain't a kamide. The getter a smicha ain't a lelba simukuk me a mawa. The herich bezeh vetiku achronim is dvarov, akwa sefer besmer herich laatsig alam. The died of the rabbanon la machmin in the smicha. If it's a din de rabbanon, and therefore you're dealing with a din de rabbanon when you say hallel most of the time, happens to be hallel on the night of the seder's deraisa, but if it would be the rabbanon, lo machmin in the smicha. You could lean on a shtender. Kamo be yeshiva bazar. Lo machmir in the smicha. Nirlani is tied to get var of alkoponim and idun dahalo. That filim number kamogen of Rome. The yola finu edis mi yeshiva bazara. Nikomakamachalin in hala in lahakmir yosem mi yeshiva bazara. She iker doverzen of em ishibole aleket simukufayin gimel. Vachar shakos of tam demin mishim davikain edis. Messiah sham achina yukorin bazara. Shkidis psochem bamidish are in yeshiva bazara akam lashono. Sham. Hurried Messiah or Rossum yeshiva bazara. Basically, there's a requirement to stand when you say Hallel. Either that it's patterned after Adis, when Adim give testimony of Beis, then you must stand, or either from the Pasuk Omdi Beis Hashem. L'man afkamina, leaning on a shtender. If your hold it is Novea from the fact of Adis, then it is possible that one could say that Smicha, leaning on a Kosa, would be acceptable. If you assume it's from the Pasuk, maybe leaning on a Shtender would not be acceptable. But the upshot being, whenever Hallel is said, you must stand. If that's the case, you must stand, then why on earth Hallel during the Seder? You're sitting. It should be a breach of this Halacha. That is the third Kasha. It's interesting, he points out at the end, anytime you're leaning on something, if they would remove the shtender and you could still stand, that's not called smicha, it's called amida. But the third kash is, why on earth are we sitting? When we get to hallel, we should stand up. That's the third kash. Fourth kash, you take a look at Maramakam number 2. The Gemara says, in Meseches Tainis, that there was Medinos, if God forbid a province or country has no rain. So there's a series of fasts that the country must fast, 3, 3, and 7. And the Gemara says that when the rain comes down, you have to sing praise and hallel to Hashem. The Gemara says when the rain comes down, before you sing hallel to Hashem, you have to go home and eat and drink, and then you come back to shul, and you say hallel. So the Gemara asks there in number 2, it says, V'nema hallel mi kara. Why do you do that? Can't you just say hallel first before you eat and drink? Abai v'rava damar tarvayu l'fishein omrim hallel el al nefesh sveya v'kereris maleya. You're not allowed to say hallel unless you have a full, a satiated soul and a full stomach. So the Gemara asks, V'eni v'arav papa iklil lebei kenishta de avi goyver. Rav papa visited the shul of Avi Gover, the Gozer Tainis, and they were Gozer Tainis. The Yodu Lem Kshomim, and rain fell. Ad Chatzos, Vomer Hallel, Vagar Kach Ochlu Shosu. There in that country, they said Hallel, and then they ate and drank. It's against the din. Gemara answers, Shani B'nei Mechuzah to Shchichibu Shikris. They would have started eating and drinking, they would have become so shikr, they never would have ended up saying Hallel. So therefore, they had a special exception. But in general, there is a halacha, you cannot say hallel on an empty stomach. So the Balabor asks in the end of Pesachim, well, a hallel we say during the Seder, everyone's starving. You can't tell me the little bit of celery or potatoes, whichever you have for carpets, has filled you. You only eat a little bit on Erev Pesach. You're supposed to eat the matzah and the teyavon. So how on earth can you say that you say hallel during the Seder? It should be against this Gemara because your nefesh sveya recreates some land. Now the second part of hallel, fine. You ate a lavish meal. But the first part of hallel, before the meal, the chura should be against this din. That's what Balamor asks in Meseches Pesachim. So that's the fourth kasha. Number 5. The whole construct of Hallel during the Seder is quite bizarre. It's bizarre in the manner that you eat a meal right in the middle of it. I mean, many people might have certain minhagim about when they have Kiddush Shabbos morning, but I've never seen anyone in the middle of Hallel take a commercial break and eat a very big meal. And that's exactly what we do with the Seder. And the kasha must be asked, what is the purpose of how does that speak to the notion of Hallel, that you would eat a meal right in the middle of the recitation of Hallel at the Seder? That's a fifth kasha. And moreover, a sixth kasha, if you think about Hallel during the Seder, you say it on the second and the fourth kos. Even if you want to wish your friend L'chaim, we don't usually say L'chaim and then say a Hallel on it. So it's very, very bizarre that Hallel is said a la kos sheni, the kos arba. That's a sixth kasha. Seventhly, it says in the third Maramakomer in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Siman Tafayin Bey Sif Yudalut, Gam Hanashim Chayavos Pa'arba Kosos, B'chol Mitzvahs Hanahogos Pa'oso Halayla. Oso Halayla. We paskin that men and women are equally mechuyev in all the dinim of the Seder. And this trumps the halacha of Mitzvahs Esher Shebizman Grama, women are pturis from. Women are mechuyev in all the Mitzvahs Hayom, Mitzvahs Halayla. And just like Shabbos, men and women are equally mechuyev in Shabbos, who would the Nami on Lel Seder as well? Men and women are equally mechuyev in what? In the dinim of the notion of Seder, their chayev in Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. Minchas Chinuch says, why should they be? Should be a mitzvah says on Grama. He asks a kasha. But the kasha must be asked, Hallel, women are potter throughout the year. And we find Hallel is one of the mitzvahs halayla. Women are mechuyev in Hallel as well. Why should that be? Why don't we say mitzvahs esher shebizman grama? It's once a year in Eretz Yisrael, twice a year in Chutz Lartz. They should be pturis. And the Mechaber says they are obligated. That is the seventh kasha. Eighth kasha. Take a look at Mara Malkum number 8. We don't have to do the whole paragraph, but the Gemara says the following. Maybe we'll read only one line. The Gemara writes, when the Egyptians were drowned in the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim, the angels, wanted to sing praise to Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded and scolded them by saying, Ma'ase Yadai Tovim B'Yam, my creatures are drowning in the sea, Vatemorim Shira, and you want to say Shira? It's inappropriate. When people are dying, that you want to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's totally inappropriate. And that's what the Gemara says in that line there. It says, "My dichsiv amr biyochem in lomer kito bodo." Zufishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesemech ba mapalason sherishoyim. Hashem is not happy on the demise of wicked people. Amr biyochem, my dichsiv v'lo korav zel zeh kol alayla. Bikshu malachei asher lomer shira. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu maase yadi tov na'am v'tamor mshira. How could it be? Therefore, we find in the halacha that on the seventh day of Pesach, we say a half hour must be toned down and mitigated because that's when the Egyptians drowned. Therefore, we don't say a full hallel. Plus the fact how Pesach, unlike Sukkot, every day of Sukkot has a special korban to it, a new day. That's why you say a full hallel. Chalukin b'karban osein, the Gemara writes in Erkin and Daf Yud. Whereas Pesach, it is not a different korban every day. It's the same korban throughout the week. So therefore, the first day or first 2 days of Chutz Lartz, we say a full hallel. The rest of the days don't have a unique korban. But plus the fact that on the seventh day, there's another reason is that we can't say a full hallel because of this Gemara of Ma'ase Yadin Tovim B'Yam D'Shebol Elek. So really are two reasons why you don't say a full hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. But the kasha must be asked, I mean, how on earth can we say hallel on the night of the Seder, during the Seder? Not when I say hallel on the night of the Seder, I don't mean to mean hallel B'Sha'as Tavin. That's a different topic for a different year. I mean, hallel during the Seder we're discussing. The firstborn Mitzrim were killed. So why do we ignore that element? We totally ignore that. We say a full-blown hallel during the Seder and the firstborn Mitzrim were killed. Why is there no concern of what the firstborn Mitzrim be killed? And I can stress it even more and emphasize it even more. The Abar Barnel writes, what's the reason why you dip your pinky in the cup of wine for the Aseres Makis? Because why? Because you want to show empathy and you want to show your rachmanis for the mitzvah, that firstborn mitzvah that died. So we do find that concept in the Seder, built in the construct of the Seder. But when it comes to the saying the full hallow, we ignore that. Why should that be? That is the eighth kasha. Ninth kasha. We are all familiar with the halacha that you have to finish the afikoman by chatzos. Everyone should note when chatzos is, wherever you're going to be, because you try to finish, you should finish, not just try, you should finish your afikoman by chatzos. But it's not so well known that not only must the afikoman must be finished by chatzos, but halal must be completed by chatzos as well. And this is an explicit ramah, Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it was put on the list, but I'll give you the Mara Makom so that you can look it up. The Ramah is in Tof Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph. Hallel must be finished as well before Chatzos. And in number 6, the Ran presents two opinions, Balei HaTosfos, as to whether this is a Din D'Rabbanan or a Din D'Oraisa. Might even be a D'Oraisa that you must finish Hallel by Chatzos, not just the Rabbanan. It might even be D'Oraisa. The Ran presents in paragraph number 6 two opinions as to whether that din of finishing Hallel before Chatzos is D'Oraisa or the Rabbanan. It's like three lines from the bottom of that paragraph in number 6. V'afilu b'kriyas Hallel chmiru b'toisvus likroso kodom Chatzos. Even kriyas Hallel, they were machmir to read it before Chatzos. So you see that it was considered to be a derabbanan. But others claim that in fact that it is the Oraisa. And the Ran here seems to say in the beginning of the paragraph that it is not just derabbanan, in fact it is a din Oraisa. So that, it begs us to understand it. Why should there be a din Oraisa finish hallow before Chatzos? Afikoman, I understand. The matzah, I understand. The thicker part of the matzah, the big machlokes in Rishonim, what's thicker matzah? Is it motzi matzah? Is it the afikoman? Is it the korech? But I understand matzah should be finished by chatzos, but why challah? And it's the Oraisa? What is the getter of that din? So that's the ninth kasha that we must ask. Number 10 is in the Haggadah, if you recall, right before we embark upon challah, we say lafikach. After you've gone through the whole Haggadah, according to Psukim, with the Drashas, the Midrashim, you say Lafikach. Now, Lafikach translated into English means therefore. It's a connector word. And that means everything you've said before is a lead-in or is a generating element why I have to say the next Hallel. And what exactly is the Baal Haggadah driving at when he says Lafikach? What does Lafikach mean? What do you mean Lafikach? We have to try to explain what this connection is between what we have done during Tzeil Mad, and now it leads me to saying Hallel. Therefore, I'm obligated to thank, glorify, exalt Hashem. Well, why what I just said generates that, and it obligates me to say that. What is the beer in that word, Lefikach? Number 11, that's number 10, that was the 10th kasha. Number 11 is, I didn't find this in any poskim, but I know Rav Shechter Shlita mentioned it to us, and I looked around, I couldn't find it, but if I look around further, I think we'll find it. But I remember he mentioned to us there is a din that you should keep the matzah on the table during Hallel as well. Many people throughout the year, the din is you're supposed to keep the bread on the table during benching, and then you clear it off. You're not supposed to clear off the bread before Birkas HaMazon. But on Seder night, you have to keep the bread, not bread, Chas V'Shalom, but you have to keep the matzah on the table till after Hallel. And there are poskim that write that. What is the beer and nepsak of those poskim to keep the matzah on the table during the recitation of Hallel after Birkas HaMazon? That's the 11th kasha. And lastly, number 12, and I don't mean this in a jovial way at all, I think it's a very, very good kasha. The 11th one was, why is there a mandate to keep the matzah on the table during Hallel after you've benched already, which is against what we do normally throughout the year? You keep it on the table during Birkas HaMazon, and that's it. But the poskim write, you should keep it on the table during Hallel. And lastly, as I said, I don't mean this in a jovial way, because we find such kashas. Because of these 11 kashas, why wasn't this one of the manishtanas? Manishtana halel hazeh mikol halolos. Not halelos, halolos. From the rest of the halos throughout the year. And we find, like, the Rav asked, I remember Shechter told us, the Rav asked, why is Arba Kosos not mentioned in the manishtana? So the Rav thought that it was part of Hasebah, that there were two takanas that the Chachamim made to demonstrate Cheiris, and the Arba Kosos is a branch of Hasebah. Those were two twin takanas, as the Chachamim were Masakin, that we should physically demonstrate Cheiris, and that was through Arba Kosos and Hasebah. So why wasn't this in one of the manishtanas? So those are the 12 kashas that we have. Let's chazer them over very quickly. Number one, we said, why no bracha? Number two, why are you saying it at night? It's against the Mishnah and Megillah. Number three, we said, why are you sitting? You should stand. Hilchos Challah mandates standing. Number four, you can't say halal on an empty stomach. And you are. Number five, that was four. Number five is, you break up halal with a lavish meal. Six, you're saying it on a cup of wine. Very bizarre, the second and fourth. Seven, why are women obligated? They should be potter based on the mitzvah sesher shebizman grama. Eight, ma'aseh yadin tovah b'yam, mitigated halal to be half on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Why do you ignore the fact the firstborn mitzvah were killed in the night of the Seder? And we still say a full-blown halal despite the fact they were killed? Number nine is, why should there be a sheet that it says, D'araisa, not only must you finish afikomen before chatzos, you must finish halal. What's the beer in that? Number 10 is, what's the word, the meaning of lafikach? You've gone through tzeil mad, the psukim, Torah Shabbasav, Torah Shabbapeh, and therefore I have an obligation to thank, exalt, and glorify Hashem. What's the connection? Number 11, why the mandate to keep the matzahs on the table during halal as well? And lastly, why was this not one of the manishtanas? Okay. So to answer these 12 kashas, want to offer two mahalchim. Each of the mahalchim, as I said from the outset, will not answer all the kashas, but together all the 12 answers, 12 kashas will be answered, as a shem. There is a Rashi in number 4 in Meseches Psochim. If you see number 4, Rashi writes in Psochim and Daflamet Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara comments Lechem Oni, She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbin, the name is Shmuel. Lechem Oni means not only a bread of affliction, but it means the bread that we speak about a lot of things about. She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbin. And what are these things that you're supposed to answer and speak about? So Rashi writes on that Gemara in Psochim and Lamed Vavam and Aleph, She'onim Alav Dvarim, She'gomrim Alav Esahalav, Ve'omrim Alav Hagadah. Rashi writes a phenomenal thing. Rashi writes that the mitzvah of matzvah is not just eating it. The definition to precisely define it is to eat it and speak about it. To eat the matzah and speak about its meaning. Hagodah. Hallel. Matzah incorporates mitzvah. It's not just to eat it, but you must speak about it and speak about Sipur Yisrael and also what praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the proper definition of the components of matzah. In fact, the Rav dug up on Rechamas Hashem, the Mishnah says, we're all familiar, we say it in Nagara, Kol Shalom or Shlosha Dvarim, Lo Yatzadei Chovasso. Of what? The Rabban says the Chovasso of the matzah. Not Matzah Yatzchoros of the Tzipri Yisrael. You're not Yatzadei Chachilo, the Rabban says, of the matzah if you didn't speak about it. According to this Rashi, it might even be Likuva. Rabban writes it's L'chachilo. You ate the matzah without Tzipur. But Rashi seems to formulating, this is the precise definition of matzah. So it could very well be, and Rashi says, not only Tzipri Yisrael, but he also says halal. And he says the complete halal. Gomer means the complete halal, not just Katzi halal, the complete halal. This Rashi is saying a phenomenal Chiddush. Could be that's what Tosis means, perhaps also Lamaisa. In number 5, Amartam Zevach Pesachu Perish Ba'amira, Shesarach Lomer Pesach Zeh, Shano Ochel Niskish Matzah, Moral Pesach, the Tzarach Lomer Nami Matzah Zu, Moral Zeh. Could be that's what Tosis means as well, that it's part of the actual what mitzvah of matzah, the tzipor and the challah. It's not a separate mitzvah. The Marsha on that Mishnah writes is a din of lishma. It's very critical if you have non-observant yidim at your Seder, that at that point of the Seder, you should go around the room and say it in English. Everyone must understand what this means. And that's what we do at our Haggadah. We actually first say it in Hebrew, we say it in English. Everyone has to understand what it means. Take turns. This is the critical, most critical part of the Haggadah. Because it's not only the eating of the matzah, you must, it's subsumed under the matzah, the how and the Haggadah. It's very interesting. I remember of Lichtenstein Shlita once discussed about, you know, that whole concept about Shomea Ka'ona. How does Shomea Ka'ona work in the Haggadah? Does everyone say along together? Or is it enough that you go around the table, each one takes turns reading, and as long as other people listen, maybe that's enough. Maybe that's the nature of Sipur, Sipur Lacherim. There's one teller and there's other listeners. Some are machmir that everyone says it to themselves. Whatever the case might be, this is the first Mahalach. Hallel during the Seder is not Hallel. It is Matzah. It is Matzah. It is not Hallel. It is called Matzah. And therefore, many of the kashas we ask can be answered. And if you think about it, the first kasha, there is no bracha. Why is there no bracha on the challah? Because it's not hallow. There's a bracha on the matzah. Ah, you'll tell me the first two paragraphs are said first before you say the bracha on the matzah, right? The answer is, the Netziv writes that the first two paragraphs are not hallow. The first two paragraphs declare that the suda, the lavish meal you're going to eat, is a sudas hodah. The Chinuch writes, the mitzvah of Sipri Sisraim is hakar satov to Hashem. So it's a sudas hodah. The first two paragraphs are just to declare that the suda you're going to eat is a sudas hodah. What you say afterwards is the ikar halal. And therefore the brach on the matzah covers the matzah and also covers the halal that you'll say later. Number two, what do you mean? You're saying halal at night. You're not allowed to say it at night. You only say it b'yom. It's not halal. It's the matzah. And when is the matzah must be eaten? Be'erev toch l'matzah. It must be eaten at night. So therefore, the halal of the Haggadah is subsumed under matzah because it's not halal. Why are women mechuyev? Because women are mechuyev in matzah. Gemara has them sochem and gimel and beis. Anyone who has the isser of chametz, kol she'eshev b'al tocho chametz, yeshev v'kum achol matzah. Women have a chiv to eat matzah. They have a chiv to eat matzah. They have a chiv to eat all the ancillaries of matzah. That's not just eating the matzah, but it's halal, the Haggadah as well. That's how you answer the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Minchas Chinuch says, how are women mechayiv in Sipur Sisraim and Tzibur Sisraim Shem Zman Grama? The answer is the mechuyiv in matzah, mechuyiv in all the branches of matzah, which is halal and also Sipur Sisraim as well. And this also very well explains also why we sit. In which manner must we eat the matzah? In an ofen of a seba. You must eat in a reclining manner. So too, halal must be said in a reclining manner because it's not halal. It's not a breach of the general din of halal bar midah. Just like halal is subject to the rules and regulations of matzah. Matzah is eaten sitting. So too, the halal must be recited sitting as well. That's the chiddush that we are bringing out today. This also answers quite well the kasha that we said of Manishtana. We ask about matzah. Well, halal is a branch and a satellite of the matzah, and therefore it's included in that question as well. And that exactly answers why it's not considered to be a separate question of Manishtana. And this also answers why you're eating a lavish meal in the middle, because you follow the rules and regulations of the Seder. The star character of the Seder is the matzah. And the way the Chachamim presented to us the Seder that we have on Lel Seder is what we follow. And the way they constructed it was that there would be what? Would be a lavish meal in the middle of Hallel. But the truth of the matter is it's not Hallel. It is Hallel that's subsumed under Matzah. And that's the way the Seder was created. And that's why the Seder was created. We have a second cup. We say it on the fourth cup. Because the truth is it's not Hallel. It's subsumed under matzah, and matzah is the star character of the Seder, and therefore we follow the rules and regulations the way the Chachamim presented it. And that is why it's not a difficult reading a lavish meal in the middle of halal. It's not halal. We're saying a halal on the second or fourth course. It's not classical halal. It's just subsumed under the matzah. And you have to follow the way the Chachamim say you must demonstrate cheres. With the first course, with the second course, with the fourth course. And that is why it does not fly in the face of the regular rules and regulations of halal that you have throughout the year. Okay, so this answers, I think that answered like six or seven of the kashas that we asked, okay? I believe it. It also answers the 11th question, why the mandate to keep the matzah on the table and challah said. Because you want to highlight that challah is subsumed under the matzah. Explains it very nicely. So it answered why there's no bracha. It answered why women say it, why we say it at night. It answered why there's no manish, why it's not in the manishtana. It answered what regarding standing. And it answered also why you keep the matzah on the table. And also answered the lavish meal. And also answered the second and fourth course. So it answered 8 of the 12 kashas. What'd you say? Oh, and it also answered the 9th kasha. Why is there a din d'oraisa? You must finish it before chatzos. Where'd that come from? Because the matzah must be finished before chatzos. Not only the matzah, all the ancillaries and the subcategories and the satellites, and therefore halal and the tzipras Yisrael must be finished before what? Before chatzos as well. Oh, that doesn't really answer the lefikach. Doesn't answer the fikach. But lemaisa, we've answered, let's say, 9 of the 12 kasha with this mahalach, which will develop lemaisa, which is very, very important to understand that the nature of matzah. I don't think it will answer the fikach. You'll see what I mean when we present the second mahalach. Okay. The second approach is completely different approach. That, in fact, halal that we say during the Seder is halal. And how many different types of halals do we have throughout the year? 3. One is halal that you say at Yontif morning, which the Ramban writes is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif means you eat and drink, and you also praise Hashem, daven to Hashem. That's in the morning, that's called a mitzvah kriya. You're a soy halal. Second type of halal is halal that you say at the time of Hanukkah, which is commemorating a miracle. Chassam Sofer happens to claim that's the Oraisa. Nitziv argues. He says, Halal al Nes lezichron hanes, to commemorate a miracle is only durabonim. Okay. Then, there is a third type of halal, and that's the halal that we say on the Seder night, during the Seder, which is Halal al Nes bishas hanes. Because the mandate of halal on the night of the Seder, during the Seder, is that you must relive an experience. Like you enter a time warp, a time machine. And that's the requirement we must instill to our families and give over to our families, that we enter a time machine on this night. That we go back in time, we relive the experience. We aren't commemorating anything. We are reliving it. It's an emotional experience that you must chayiv odom. Liros esatzma kiliyotzma zayim l'loshin ha-mishnit. The Rambam's here says chayiv odom laharos. Laharos esat. You have to show to other people. That is not an easy thing, but that is quintessentially the most paramount component of the Seder. That we must relate to our families and to ourselves. That it is a time warp. And therefore, if that's the case, this Hallel, says Rav Haigon, quoted by the Ran, is begetter Shira. It is a spontaneous outcry of praise and thanks to Hashem. Tears of joy when you have a salvation that happens to you. And therefore, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you were saved. As Rav Haigon writes in his begetter Shira, something that is begetter Shira, that spontaneous, cannot have a bracha. Because it would be antithetical to have a bracha. The whole point of a bracha, the Rav explains in the note of Yehuda, is to create a mindset. When I shake a lulav, when I want to shake the lulav, I don't want it to be like a batting practice. I want it to be like fulfillment of a mitzvah of Hashem. So how do I make a mindset? I say a bracha. That's why the Rav and the Rebbe said there's no need. The Hasidim have a beautiful meaning to say Hinni Mukhar Mezuman, right? They said there's no need to say that. Because the bracha should ready you itself. There's no need to say Hinni Mukhar Mezuman before you do every mitzvah. You're going to say a bracha. In fact, the Rambam has a lush in the Rav is Medak. It matters you. It's a chutzpah to confront Hashem to do a mitzvah before saying a bracha. The way the Rav has a diuk in the Ram, the bracha, the Rav has a lot about this philosophical, it's a beautiful thought. The bracha matters you, allows you to do the mitzvah, to confront Hashem and fulfill the mitzvah. So when you talk about a bracha, it's something that you need to ready yourself. When it comes to a spontaneous outcry, you shouldn't need a bracha. As I said, it's antithetical to have a bracha. You cannot have a bracha. You praise Hashem spontaneously. You can't be ready for it. It's a lot like the Rav once said in the refrain Shlita has in his Sefer as well. The Rambam writes, you never say a bracha on a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro. I mean, you're mevaker a chayil in the hospital. What is he, a chefza? All mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveiro should come emotionally, should come naturally. You shouldn't need to be readied for it with a bracha. It's also antithetical to say a bracha on a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveiro. Bein adam l'makom, yes, you need it. But this mitzvah bein adam l'makom is spontaneous. It's a shira. We are reliving the experience. We were saved, therefore no bracha. That's why men and women are equally obligated. Why? Because the women were saved as well. Nashim Sitkanio saying. It's a shira. It's not subject to the rules of mitzvah, sessions, and mitzvah, and drama. They were saved as well. Why is it done Belilah? The Birka Yosef, the Chidah, was asked a shayla. There were a group of Jews that they were on a boat and it almost capsized. And they were saved. It was a nace happened. Shem made a nace. And they come off the boat at night. They asked the Birka Yosef, can we say hallel? Birka Yosef writes, yes, you could say hallel. And say it right now. Now someone asked him, it's against the Mishnah. Ain't korn hallel b'yom. He said, no. That's hallel begetter kriya. How that's begetter kriya or commemorating a miracle, you can't do Belilah. But if the nace happened at night, you do it right. You do it right now. Right when the nace happened. You do it Belilah. If that's the case, this explains very beautifully the kasha of Masa Yadei Tovim B'Yam. When is it a problem, Masa Yadei Tovim B'Yam? When you're a sideline figure. The Malachim were a sideline figure. How dare they sing Shira to Hashem when someone's dying? But if you yourself were saved, even though unfortunately other people die, you have an obligation to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we were saved! We were there! Unfortunately the firstborn Mitzrayim died, but Lamaisa, we were saved because of it. Therefore we have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Achiv dir reis to me mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Shvi Shal Pesach, there is no mandate to relive the Akriyas Yamsuf. We commemorate it. Therefore, it must be toned down. It has to be toned down and mitigated because we're sideline figures on Shvi Shal Pesach. On Lel Seder, we are not sideline figures. We relive it ourselves. And therefore, you have a Chiyuv Hallel. Now there is a whole discussion, is Shvi Shal Pesach viewed as a separate event, or is it the culmination? But the bottom line is, there is no chiyuv of chayiv adam, liros esatzim kilu yotzim in Kriyas Yamsuf. We don't find it. So machlokes magen Rav Chasam Sofer, if, let's say, an emergency room doctor finishes az yosher in the morning, he's called out to the hospital, and he has to save someone's life till 2 in the afternoon. So all he said was az yosher. Was a Yotzi Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. It's a Machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Chasam Sofer. Are you Yotzi Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim? By mentioning Kriyas Yamsuf with Az Yosher. What's the Machlokes? Do you view Kriyas Yamsuf as a separate event or the culmination? But Leisman the Polit, there is no mandate to relive the experience of Kriyas Yamsuf. Therefore, we're a sideline figure, it's toned down. But on Lel Seder, we relive it, we're in that time machine, and therefore we have an obligation. An obligation to say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This also explains very beautifully the Lefikach. What are you doing at Sei Lamad? You're not just learning. You're reliving the experience. You're reliving the experience. And therefore we should write on the side of the page that our God of Lefikach, we have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. Because we relived it and we were saved, we have a Chiyuv D'Oraisa to praise, to glorify, to exalt the Eved Hashem. The different phrases. That answers why there's a lefikach. So that's a completely different teretz, and that also explains, if you combine the element from the first mahalach, the ikar halal is when? The end. After I had a lavish meal. Halal begetter shiru, which was the rain case in the Gemara in Tainis, I can only say if I have a full satiated stomach, and I do after the lavish meal. The first two paragraphs are just declaring that it's a sudas hodah. It is not halal. So I think, based on that second mahalach, now we've answered all the kashas. We have answered all the kashas, lamaisa, and I want to now add on to the second mahalach, that halal at the time of the Seder is begetter shira, and the whole element, the whole concept of reliving the experience, which I, as I said earlier, I believe is the most quintessential mandate for us at the time of the Seder that we instill in ourselves and our families. You know, we have in the Haggadah the story of the Arba, the story of the Tanoim, five I believe there were, and they are in Bnei Brak. How on earth could the Gedolei Hador forgotten to daven? It's a Pella. No? That's one kasha on that story. Second kasha on that story is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that the mitzvah of Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim ends when? Chatzos. And they were experiencing and learning the whole night. What's the pshat? If you ever have been at a speech, I don't take any field, I don't know, and you're an expert in that field, and you happen to disagree with the speaker, and are in a very fervent way, let's say, many times you're so concerned about thinking how wrong the fellow is, you don't even listen to his words. If you had to take an exam maybe on his speech, you wouldn't do well because you're not even listening. Maybe you don't think he knows what he's talking about. And therefore, subconsciously, it's very hard to listen to someone that you think is totally wrong. Think about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's in Bnei Brak, and 3 o'clock in the morning, they are dealing with Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, when his shita says that it ended at midnight. He's probably saying, you know, Rabbi Kiva, let's learn Bava Kama, let's learn Brachas, let's learn Bava Metziah. Why are we going through Tzipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Done already, the time has expired. Even he, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, would have forgotten to daven. You think if any of the five, he'd be ready, you know what, it's time to daven right now. Just out's cover to the Moradas, Rabbi Kiva was the Moradas of Abraham. But you think he would forget? What's the pshat? I think it even strengthens the first kasha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you think, would be ready? He wouldn't forget. What's the pshat? I believe the answer is exactly what we developed, because it is a time warp. We relive the experience. And when you relive the experience, you lose any notion of time and where you are. And the greatest Tanoim Gedolei Hador would have forgotten the daven, and even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, once he engages in that enterprise, even if it's against his own shita, it is so gripping. This experience, if it's taken in the proper manner, that even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah against his own shita would have forgotten the daven. That speaks volumes of this concept of Chayiv Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, Ki Hu Yotzei Min Mitzrayim. And the truth is, right before that in the Haggadah, it says it befavors the Baal Haggadah. Even if you know Shas, and you know all the Rambam's and Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Kulanu Nevonim, Kulanu Chachamim, Mitzvah alenu tzaper b'yisis son kolamar b'harei zeh meshubach. What's the pshat behind that? Kolamar b'harei zeh meshubach means, the pshat is, it's not an intellectual experience. It's an emotional experience. And that's exactly what the Baal Haggadah is saying. It doesn't make a difference how much shas you know. On this night, every litvak has to become a little bit of a chassidish. That is exactly what the Baal Haggadah is saying. And if that's the case, maybe that's the response that you say to the Chacham. Chacham says, "Ma edus v'achukim mishpatim." What's the response you say to him? You tell him a very interesting halacha. What does that halacha to do with anything? You tell him he can't eat after the afikoma. What kind of answer is that? Maybe I'll be derech adrash based on what we're developing is, you give musr to that Chacham. And you say, that taste of matzah that's in your mouth that reliving of the experience on this night, carry it with you the whole night, maybe throughout the whole year also. Combine it with the lumbus that you're learning. But certainly on this night, because this night is not an intellectual experience, an emotional experience. It's a time warp of Chayav Adam Haras Asatzmo, Kilu Yatsu Mitzrayim. We speak to every one of the Bonin, according to their what? According to their Madrega. You speak to the Rosh, you speak to the Rosh in a very strong manner, the Rav said. If he excludes himself from the Tzibor, you're a Chayte, the Gemara. Gemara has a Hava meaning that someone who learns by himself is a Chote. Mesel Shem says it doesn't mean literally. It means if your attitude is you don't care about other people, the Gemara calls the fellow a tippish and has a hava meaning you're a chayte. So the Rav said that's what the Rambam writes about the Roshim in Hilchos Tshuva. If you're Porish Medarkei Tzibor, you can know Shas and Rambams that if you isolate yourself and divorce yourself from the Tzibor, then that is Dino Kapi Kairis, the Menish Tanchuma says. And therefore you give stark Musar to the Roshim. If you'd have been there, you never would have been what? Redeemed. Because you have to speak to his what? Speak to him that you get him involved in this night, in this time warp, to relive the experience. The Tom, he can only understand imagery. So you speak to him in imagery, because you try to get everyone, any of the elishal, at patachlo, lashon nekeva, at. You speak to him in a very delicate way, lashon nekeva, like a mother, in a delicate way, because you need to include them in this experience of reliving the experience. That's the whole element of the Seder. And we explain Alpi Lamdus, but it explains very well Alpi Derech HaJush too as well, this concept. And the truth is, Sipur Yisiyas Mitzrayim is different than the mitzvah of Zecher. Zecher we have every night in the morning and evening of our lives. Sipur is one night a year, and Chutzpah is two nights a year. How is Sipur different than Zecher? So in many of the Brisker Agadas, they quote Reb Chaim, he said there's four distinctions between Sipur and Zecher. The four R's that Zecher is very terse and succinct. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Sipur is an Arichas Dvar, Kol Amar Baharez and Meshubach. Zecher is between you and the Eibishter. Sipur is Lacherim. The Rambam writes, if you're by yourself for a Seder, God forbid no one should be by themselves, but you have to say it out loud. Someone would come in the room, they think you're a Meshugana, but that's what you have to do. You have to be Misafir, if no one's there, you have to be as if it was Lacherim. Third distinction is that it's Zecher is a statement. Sipur is question and answers. You ask Akasha, you give it teretz. Akasha, you give it teretz. Zecher is a statement. And lastly, Zecher is very general. Sipur is specific. The mitzvah salayla, matzah, morer, pesach. These are four differences between Sipur and Zecher. But it sets up the scenario for us to engage in the reliving of this experience. And that is why, maybe, the question is asked by many, many Achronim, why is there no bracha in the mitzvah of Sipur Yisiyas Mitzrayim? It's one night a year. Why is there no bracha? The answer might be based on what we said in the first Mahalach. Sipur and Halal are branches of matzah. And that's all they are.